This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
If you live in Austin and want to rent out your home on a vacation site like Airbnb or HomeAway, you can't do so without the city's permission. You need to have a license to have a short-term rental. It's been that way since 2012. Not only do you have to pay for that license, but you also have to pay taxes to the city and the state every time someone rents out that spare bedroom or garage apartment. But an investigation by KUT's Audrey McGlinchey finds that the city of Austin collects hundreds of thousands in taxes from residents without short-term rental licenses, many of whom have no idea they're operating illegally.
Becca Doberful has a name for her Bolden Creek home.
It's all this rusty color, rusty red. The house is a modern house, and it has a box-like look to it, so we call it the Rusty Box.
Airbnb users can stay in the rusty box while Doberful and her family are out of town. Last year, she made $6,000 renting out her home. The extra income goes toward property taxes.
Even $6,000 is about half of our property taxes.
Each quarter, as required, Doberful pays a 9% tax on this income to the city. It's called the Hotel Occupancy Tax, or HOT tax. So when she got a note on her door saying her short-term rental was unlicensed, was she surprised?
Yes and no. Part of me wondered, okay, well, are we not licensed?
The city requires short-term license operators to renew their licenses once a year. Doberful pulls out a copy of the last license she has.
Expiration 2014. Okay, my dad died the 14th of November.
And that's November 8th.
8th of 2014.
Doberful says her father's death caused her to miss her renewal. She tried to set it straight.
I sent all the paperwork in, and then never heard anything, and we went along our way of renting our property out and paying our taxes, both to the city and the state.
Doberful remained unlicensed for more than a year. During that time, she says she never got a reminder to renew her license or notice that she was operating without one. What she did get? Email reminders every quarter to pay her taxes to the city. The city collected nearly $900 in taxes while Doberful was unlicensed. So what's the point of having a license program if it's not consistently enforced? After analyzing city data, I found that since 2016, the city has collected more than $500,000 in tax money from unlicensed short-term rentals. That's nearly 14% of the overall city tax collection from STRs.
When I got to this department, I just didn't realize how there was a lack of communication between our two departments.
Maria Stewart is a manager in Austin's controller's office, which oversees city tax collection. The code department oversees licensing.
How does it come to be that the city collects taxes from folks who do not have this license?
Well, the main reason is that we're two separate departments, and their license is recorded in a separate system than ours.
Earlier this year, the city controller's office and myself began a series of conversations that we talked about pursuing people that were paying taxes but didn't actually have a license.
Marcus Elliott is a division manager with the Austin Code Department.
Those talks kind of dropped off based on priorities that each of us had.
I talked to more than a dozen short-term rental operators who had paid taxes while unlicensed. Many said the same thing. They had gotten reminders to pay their taxes, but never a reminder to renew their license. These tax reminders continued to come even when they were unlicensed. I asked Elliot why this happens.
That's just based on resources. Previous years, when we had 400 licenses, we could do that, no problem. But as the program began to grow, we had different priorities. And the renewal notices weren't sent out. And if they were sent out, it was after a certain group had expired, so that one group didn't get the license.
Elliot says late last year, the city revamped its renewal notice program.
But ultimately, it's the owner's responsibility. They know the requirements.
So then if someone's in violation of a city ordinance, should the city, by collecting taxes, be profiting off of this person?
From a standpoint of a profit, there's no profit on this. What we're doing is trying to collect a fee and taxes for what's being done. It's a cost of service.
This used to be the therapy room. There was a couch there, and now there's not. And then this was the waiting room, and it's a little sunroom.
Beverly Voss is a retired therapist. When she stopped seeing clients in her Northwest Austin home, she converted her office into a room. She now rents it on Airbnb.
I'm on Social Security. I made about $1,700 a month. And so that just with no way
pay my living expenses and my taxes. So Airbnb is huge for me. You know, it's how I get by.
Voss currently does not have a short-term rental license. She went to renew hers when it expired in 2015, but there were some problems. Eventually, Voss was told she could no longer renew and would have to reapply. That costs $400, twice that of a renewal. Voss tried to appeal, but says the city had no process for that.
I take responsibility for what I miss or if I mess up, but I think the city needs to do their part too, especially since they're continuing to take my taxes. I haven't gotten a complaint about that.
Do you think having this license program is useful?
I think having some kind of a licensure is probably a good idea in terms of having some accountability. But it needs to be humane and clear.
The city's proposed budget for next fiscal year includes funding for more code enforcement officers. It also includes a one-time influx of $2.3 million. Part of this expansion will be to ramp up short-term rental enforcement, including licensing. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.